Best of all, of course, is when the language and other means of poetry combine with the meaning to make us experience what we understand. From Linda Gregg's essay, The Art of Finding.
Sarah Wyatt Swanson finished her MFA in creative writing at Indiana University in May 2008, where she was twice nominated for the AWP Intro Journals Award, once nominated for a Ruth Lilly Poetry Fellowship, and was awarded the Booth Tarkington Thesis Year Fellowship. She works at SPIA, volunteers for Lyric Poetry Review, plays drums in local band Tamar, and likes to stay home with her husband and dog. Welcome to the Poets Weave. I'm Christopher Citro. Sarah, what have you brought for us to experience today?
Inland Address. Didn't it rain in the forest as well as in the field? Weren't the weeds as wet as the grasses, budding heads bowed equally? The trees shook during the storm and glistened afterward, didn't they? The furrows filled up, and a thousand red mirrors shone in the sun that came afterward. That we are no greater nor less than the spaces we claim as our own, soaked jeans dripping into your shoes, afterlight catching beads of rain on your cheeks, claiming you. You're rumored to be everywhere. Canadian geese cover their range from Mungara Bay to Ocracoke Inlet, calling out for you. Monarch butterflies follow milkweed from Highland Creek to San Luis Potosi, lifespan the length of their journey. You might be on the road somewhere. Caribou, elk, moose, pilgrims through the Selkirk Mountains leave no rock unnuzzled, no grass untasted. Grizzly bear cut their teeth on your creatures, in between clawfuls of huckleberries, saskatoons, crowberries, red and blue juice, hunting for you. Ringed, bearded, ribboned, and spotted, the Alaskan seals travel north with the ice of Chukchi Sea to patrol manless margins of the Arctic Ocean. We've banded birds, tagged bears, trained our dolphins to talk. We're following them in case they're following you. Our mirrors tell us nothing. We've planted ears among the stars to listen for your approach. Our textbooks still are open-ended. But yellow leaves soak up the light and pour it over us when it's dark. Letters without envelopes for anyone. Between Virginia and Indiana. He's just barely asleep in the passenger's seat. Kentucky is not blue, though there are plenty of horses. Farm begets barn, begets pasture, begets fence, repeat. We're 400 miles from my people and still aren't home yet. Starlings up ahead stream like smoke into the gray beyond of sunset overcast, adding their share to the highway's cacophony. In here, the noise is white, breath or wind against window. The quiet pulls me cloudward, but I stay in my lane as the signs instruct, white lines streaking to the right. Over unfinished asphalt, his mouth opens like he's about to tell me something, and when the keys jingling between my knee and the dash have finally woken him, he will. As you sleep, leaves rustling. Turning against your pillow, you'll lose an eyelash, a strand or two of hair, no thoughts trailing after them, no edge to mark their absence, no weight to carry them anywhere. Invisible to you, sleeping, as the milky ring underneath your water glass that will dry in the cool breeze of night's open window. The fingernail you tore and dropped between the bed and wall could be a new moon somewhere, a scratch against the dark expanse that opens underneath your bed, where the tides of sleep and waking pull the night this way and that. your small nail like eggshell, caught in the disposal's deep throat, discarded like a crust curling in the street until the quick bird comes. Like a tear in a woolen skirt, the wink of white slip unseen by the one who dresses and undresses. And what the sleeping hours collect, you will clean and mend, accustomed to morning's disarray, everything back in place when night begins again, your hands slack at your sides.
You've been listening to poems by Sarah Wyatt Swanson on The Poet's Weave. I'm Christopher Citro.